ConsumerAccess.org, number
3030. Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, June 29th, 2016, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hey, guess what? Ronald McDonald was shot. He was shot. He was shot at a Sonic drive-in in Lumberton, North Carolina. That's sort of ironic, huh? Apparently treason among those in the fast food industry is not taken very lightly. Well, Ronald McDonald just happens to be the name of the manager of that Sonic, and they got into a fight with a customer, and he was shot. Ronald McDonald was shot, and but I think he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. So far, they have cleared Grimace and the Hamburglar of any charges. So, well, hey, listen, you don't go to someone else's establishment, wearing your goofy shoes and your big red hair. You don't do that, especially in Lumberton, North Carolina. All right, let's get into today's headlines. Sort of a potpourri day today. First off, as fallout rains down from the Benghazi report, Hillary Clinton continues to tell the public, nothing to see here, move along. And the White House turns off the porch light and goes to sleep as yet another act of terrorism strikes a NATO ally. Also, once again, the Russians try to provoke the U.S. Navy, this time by tailgating. I hate tailgaters, and so does the U.S. Navy. We have all that, plus we have a brand spanking new Quinnipiac poll to go over, and Hillary, well, she might not like this one, but Donald might. And why did House Democrats give the press a standing ovation? It's not for the reason you might be thinking. We have all that, plus we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag, which has kind of been a rarity lately, but we'll get to it today. We have a great question about Puerto Rico I do want to answer, and we're going to give you the daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report 5 days a week. So, first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, you guys have got to be sick of hearing me say it. You got to be sick of it. My voice is not that nice. I'm sure you guys have much nicer voices than I do, with a little less of a New York accent. So, record yourself saying the Pledge of Allegiance and send it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you on air here. We'll give you the shout-out, name in town, and that way we can give you a nice proper shout-out. And also, check out rhinoreport.com. We have a new article there about the birth of liberty, and everyone's favorite article, The Phoenix. Right? The Phoenix. What is the Phoenix? That one has gotten so much attention, and it's really a great, great article. And if you want to write for the Rhino Report, like I said many times, send me your submission, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you published. In the meantime, head over to your favorite podcasting site, whether it be iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, or iHeartRadio, and you can subscribe or follow the Rhino Report there. It'll get sent right to you. It'll be in your queue, and you'll never be without it. And I want to give a big shout-out again to those on K98 Talk. K98 Talk out of Oklahoma. Check it out, K98Talk.com. Lots of cool shows there, including our show. And we'll be back with our show in about 60 seconds. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. A quick little break there. We're off and running here on this Wednesday. So I'm poking around looking for some articles today and what we can talk about. We have to go over Benghazi and we have to talk about Turkey, of course. But so I'm poking around looking for some other stuff, and I happened to stumble upon an article on MSN.com. And really what it's showing you is where your favorite celebrities or politicians, in this case, where they invest their money. And there were a couple of surprising things. Did you know that President Obama has investments in Smith & Wesson? Isn't that interesting? Mr. I hate guns, take guns away, guns are the root of all evil, happens to invest in Smith & Wesson? Interesting. He also has a net worth of $12.2 million. $12.2 million. Now, I'm kind of a math guy. I like to figure things out using numbers. You guys know when we do the polls, and I always figure out what the different variables are. All right, so 8 years at $400,000 a year as president yields $3.2 million. You add that to the 4 years as a U.S. senator at $174,000 a year, and that comes out to $3.8 million. But he has a net worth of 12.2. So we're missing almost $9 million somewhere? Did he make $9 million as a community organizer? That pays pretty well then. I mean, I'm in the wrong business. If being a community organizer pays $9 million, that's pretty good. That's really good. Well, there are shenanigans here. There's always money flying around Washington, and the president is not immune to it. Also, another interesting investment was John Kerry. Now, Mr. John Kerry here, the Secretary of State, he's, you know, he loves this green energy stuff, and he doesn't want to drill, and no tapping resources. We have to be all electric and use the sun and, I don't know, use butterfly farts, whatever he wants to use. Anything but oil, yet he invests a ton of money in ConocoPhillips. Huh. Interesting. Do as I say, not as I do. Right? That's always kind of the philosophy of a lot of these Democrats. Do as I say, not as I do. Kerry has a net worth, get this, of $194 million. Now, of course, some of that is from the Hines and the Kennedy thing, but $194 million. What I want to see, I want to see what his net worth was before becoming a U.S. senator, right? That's what I'd want to see, and I'm sure if I dug around, I could probably find that. But I guarantee you, he's made a lot more than $174,000 a year that a U.S. senator makes. Do you know what a U.S. senator made in 1789? And I know you can't answer me, so I'm going to answer it for you. $6. $6. A U.S. senator made $6 a year in 1789. Far cry from what it is today. Actually, even in 1983. So you're going back 35, whatever it is, years. $69,800 a year. Under 70 grand a year to be a U.S. senator. It shouldn't be a position you profit from. It should be a position you take because you want to represent the people. Because you've made your money. You were a business owner, a doctor, a lawyer, a professional. Maybe you fixed cars, whatever it was. You did it after. It was your way of giving back. Maybe we should go back to the pay scale of 1789 and pay these people $6 a year. I bet we'd have a lot less corruption. I bet we would. You know, because their theory is always, well, you pay us more, we're less susceptible to taking money from donors. It's like, you know, we don't want to vote ourselves out of a job. You know, we're here for you guys. Well, let's pay them $6 a year. You know, that was actually the first year that they started paying representatives. Yeah, that was the first year. Before that, it was all volunteer. All volunteer. Unbelievable. All right, let's talk about Benghazi, because that's, you know, it popped up again yesterday, and Hillary Clinton says nothing to see here. Nothing to see. Move along. They found nothing new. It's time to move on, which is odd choice of words, seeing as how her number one donor is moveon.org, just by the by. Well, yeah, there's plenty to see here, actually, but this is always kind of like the Hillary thing, right? Nothing here. Just look away. Pay no attention to the server behind the curtain. Well, we found out you waited 3 hours to convene a meeting. Americans are under attack, and you waited 3 hours to convene a meeting. And it wasn't even like it was 4 o'clock in the morning. It was 7:30 at night. What was she doing? Watching Jeopardy? What was she doing? And we know your meeting focused on how to change the optics. Right? This is a video that no one heard of. Even the ambassador did not know about this video. No one knew about it. But the aides to Hillary Clinton, they all knew about it. Oh, here's something we can blame, right? So the focus was on the optics, not on saving lives. Now, we all thought that to begin with, but here's the proof. We found out this. So we also found out that we didn't need Libya's permission to defend our own consulate, right? They were saying in this meeting, per the notes in this report, that they were saying, well, we need Libya's permission to go in and defend. We do not. Even Leon Panetta stated, we do not need Libya's permission to defend our own consulate. So we learned that you didn't care about that. And then we learned that you made the special response team in Spain wait 18 hours to respond. 18 hours. 18 hours for help. Could you imagine if someone broke into your house and the police said, okay, hang in there, we'll be there in 18 hours. Just imagine that. And then you made them play dress up 4 times. They're sitting on a plane going in jeans and shorts and fatigues. Should they carry a weapon? Should they not carry a weapon? Well, what are you going to send them for? Are they going to hand out Girl Scout cookies? What are you sending them for if they're not going to carry a weapon? When the American people wanted answers, Hillary and her political aides instructed Susan Rice to lie 5 times on national TV. We learned that to be a fact. Right? This is like one of those episodes of, what's that guy's name? You are not the father. This is with Hillary. You are a liar. You are a liar. We learned you let 4 Americans die in Benghazi. And you did it for one reason and one reason alone. The re-election of President Obama. That's what this was all about. Now, the report didn't state whether or not the president was involved in any of this, because the White House has deemed his location at that time to be something of an executive privilege, and it's classified, and we're not allowed to know where he was. I happen to think he was right there. There's a large meeting going on in his home. You don't think he's there? What else is he doing? Is he playing golf? I'm not fooled by this. When they say, when there would be culpability placed on the president, and they say we can't tell you where he was, because it's classified, it's top secret. Now, you would think you could ask Hillary, because she's great at telling people classified things and top secret things. But where was he? He was right there. I'm willing to bet he was sitting right there, and they hashed this whole thing out. This was all about re-election. You help me, you fall on your sword for me, and I'm going to help you in 2016. Because she was the presumptive nominee since 2008. This was all played out ahead of time. And we're going to go into that when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. With Independence Day around the corner, plan a party in full style but not full price. Here are tips to host a festive get-together on budget.
We love hosting our friends on the 4th, but it gets so hot in the South. To keep beverages cool in the heat, we freeze colorful water balloons and stick them in a tub or a cooler. The balloons don't melt as fast as regular ice, and they look great too.
We get some of our party supplies, including beverages and lawn games, at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back on those purchases. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on everything else. The cash back we earn adds up to more party fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. We're talking about this Benghazi report. And in the report, they don't specifically really blame President Obama, and that's because they don't have any information about where he was. That information was not disclosed to the investigators about his whereabouts. They're saying it was a privilege thing, and it's executive privilege, and no one has to know where he was. Let me ask you a question. If someone's holding court in your living room, do you think you'd be aware of it? This was going on in his house. It's in his house. How do you not know what's going on in your own house? Crazy. And you know there was a lot of yelling and screaming going on. Had to be. If Hillary's involved, probably throwing vases, punching people, yelling and screaming, making Uma Abedin hold her bags. You know that this is all going on. But now we don't know where he was. But I believe that this was something of a blood pact. I believe the president knew all about it. He loves the micro stuff, right? He loves the micro stuff. Doesn't want to address big issues like terrorism or ISIS, but the micro stuff is all over, right? He's willing to go on TV and talk about the brackets for the NCAA tournament. I mean, so this stuff he gets into. I believe at the time, in September of 2012, this was a you help me, I help you in 2016 thing. You fall on your sword now, and I'll make sure that everything goes your way when you run for president. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but you start connecting the dots, and it starts making, you know, some sense. An ABC WAPO poll from September 7th to September 9th in 2012 shows Obama with a one-point lead over Mitt Romney. 1 point. That's WAPO. WAPO and ABC, totally in the tank for Democrats. A one-point lead. And this was following somewhat of a little surge for Romney. Okay? So, they do what they do. They send out Susan Rice on all the big requisite Sunday morning shows to talk about this video, and you know, it's really our fault. It's our fault. We pissed off the Muslim world, and this is what happens when you piss them off. So, nothing about terrorism. Even a week later, the president is not mentioning terrorism on The View. Nothing. Doesn't mention it. Lo and behold, an AP poll from 9:13 until 9:17. So this covers those interviews that Susan Rice did. Obama with a 15-point lead. Goes up from being up 1 to now up 15 in a much less favorable poll. Crazy, huh? Starts to make a little sense. All about the re-election. Now, some people want to blame Hurricane Sandy. They want to say, okay, well, Romney was surging. By that point, Romney had already stopped surging. Now, Hurricane Sandy did not help. The hug from Chris Christie did not help, but I get why he did it. I'd never crucify him for that. He was helping the people of his state. And yes, this was a chance for President Obama to look presidential for once. Well, it was a chance for Mitt Romney, too. He could have showed up, but he didn't. But Hillary wants us to move on. Move on the same way we're supposed to move on from everything else in her history. Would you hire somebody with her resume? Would you? I wouldn't. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Neither will Bill Clinton, but that's besides the point. She wants us to move on from Whitewater. Do you think the McDougals moved on from Whitewater? Cattle futures? She made more money in the history of cattle than anyone has ever made. Want us to move on from the trail of dead bodies that lead from Arkansas to Washington, D.C. and now Dobbs Ferry, New York? We're supposed to move on from deleted emails? Quid pro quo at the Clinton Foundation? Laureate College? That disappeared, didn't it? What have you heard about Laureate College lately? Funneling money from the State Department right into Bill Clinton's pocket as the part-time chancellor. We're supposed to move on from private servers that compromised our safety, that Russia, China, and private hackers around the world have said they have gotten into, including Julian Assange. We're supposed to move on from the shenanigans at the White House Travel Office. Thought I forgot about that one? I didn't. We're supposed to move on from the war room set up to defame women who claim to be victims of her husband's sexual deviance. Just one more thing to move on from. My question is, where is the war room to protect the American people? Where's that war room? Nowhere to be found. It was about optics that night. It was about optics and getting the president reelected. It was all about politics. Where was the war room to save these people in Benghazi? Didn't exist. Didn't exist. It was a spin room, not a war room. War rooms only happen when you're trying to attack someone like a Republican or, let's say, a Secret Service agent who writes a book about you. That's when the war rooms pop up, not when they actually have to fight for us. Then, mum's the word there. You're on your own, folks. You're on your own. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about Istanbul. We've got to talk about that and a bunch more stuff to get to. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. Also, there is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino, this Wednesday, this warm Wednesday in New York. I don't like it. It's like 85 degrees here. I want winter back. All right, we're talking about these war rooms that they set up, right? Always got a war room. You got a war room against the women who've accused Bill Clinton. They have tons of war rooms. The only war room she had set up here was the one to protect her and President Obama's public image 40 days before an election. That's the only war room that was set up. Everything else was expendable. Expendable. Including American lives. Remember just how expendable Hillary Clinton thinks you are when you go to the polls this November. If four were expendable, 350 million are expendable. It's all about power. It's all about control. And it's all about optics. That's what it's about. So don't move on. Remember this. Because this is important. Doesn't have to be in the front of your memory. But it's got to be on the back burner. What if you were the one in Benghazi? What if your son, your daughter, were the ones defending themselves against terrorists in Benghazi? Think about that. Think about who you'd want in control. All right. Istanbul yesterday. Three suicide bombers, they walk into the international airport there with suicide vests on and AK-47 rifles. They engage with police before blowing themselves up. They've killed 41 people. As of right now, that number may go up. And over 140 people are injured. Now, the good news is, I think like 80% of those who were injured are actually out of the hospital now. All right, so that's good. Probably glass cuts, things like that. So it's good that most of them are out of the hospital. Now, one of the things that really caught my attention here was one of the videos. Now, when these things happen, what they do is they find Shepard Smith, right? Fox News finds Shepard Smith. Wherever he is in the world, they're going to get him on TV in about 8 minutes. Because he's really good at this. Now, putting politics aside, because I rarely agree with his opinion on politics, this is what he's good at. Shepard Smith is the breaking news guy, and he's actually fun to watch, even though the topics sometimes are not fun at all. But he's very, very good at it. And they had a video. Now, these videos you've been seeing, they're not off of the closed security camera footage. What it is it was a reporter who was videotaping the footage that she had access to. So it's not actually a feed of the footage. So just so you know, it's like a camera filming a camera, is what it is. But that doesn't change what's on the video. One of them was really interesting. So the first one you see is you see the bomb explode outside near the baggage check area. Just a big flash of white light comes across the screen. People turn, they run. The second video shows one of the attackers running around the corner, holding his AK-47, it looks like. He's shot by police, goes down, the rifle goes flying out in front of him about 15 feet. Now he's down, it looks like he gets shot again, the way he kind of buckles the second time. And then the cop goes to, I guess, make the arrest, because he's now unarmed, the perpetrator, and he sees that the guy is wearing an explosive device, whether it's a belt or a vest or whatever it is, and the cop takes off running. And then you see the terrorist, I guess, detonate the belt or the vest. His arm swings up in the air, and he pulls something, and then about 4 seconds later, he's blown to smithereens. And I was a little surprised they showed this on TV, because we can't see things like this. We're not allowed to see things like that. But they cut the video off right when the guy's body parts are falling to the ground. That we can't see. Can't show a terrorist's body parts falling to the ground. But that's the best part of the video. It looks like from that one explosion, it doesn't look like anybody except the terrorist was injured there. They had all kind of saw. I'm sure the police officer was screaming and yelling as he was running. There was nobody around him, at least in the immediate vicinity, that you could see on the camera that looks like they were injured there. So if the only casualty there was one dead terrorist, I'm okay with that. Totally okay with that. Now, U.S. airports are on edge today. JFK was actually evacuated earlier today. There was a suspicious package. It has since reopened. It was just someone's luggage. This is a very similar style attack to what we saw in Brussels in March, the one that killed 32 people. Now, ISIS is the prime suspect here, of course. But Barack Hussein Obama would just like to remind you that this has nothing to do with Islam. Not a thing. See, me personally, I found out all I need to know about Islam on 9/11. I was here, I saw it, I smelt it. That's all I need to know about it. But the president, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, not Islamic at all, not representative of Islam in any fashion. I think what would help is I think we should stop using the word ISIS. I think we should just say the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Now, if you look at statements from other countries, they always say the Islamic State, the Islamic State. They don't use the term ISIS, or, as in the case of our White House, ISIL. Now, ISIL is the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant. Now, Levant is an old term that refers to Israel. Isn't that interesting that our president chooses to use that term? That's a whole different show. That could be a whole different show. But listen, Turkey, like Brussels and France, they're NATO countries. These countries use the term Islamic State. If you don't name it, you don't have to fight it, right? Isn't that what we're kind of seeing here? What we've been seeing? The White House had one statement on this. One statement. It said, "We remain steadfast in our support of Turkey, our NATO ally and partner, along with all of our friends and allies around the world as we continue to confront the threat of terrorism." That's what they said. People died. Suicide bombers, ISIS, or the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria taking credit for it. Nothing. Porch light out. Go to sleep. Nothing to see here again. Where have we heard that before? Huh? What's the president gonna blame this on today? We need airport control? What do we need? It wasn't really guns that did this one. I don't know. What's the plan? What's the plan? We have no plan. Countries across the world are chomping at the bit to go after the Islamic State. Because they actually care about their citizens. Not our president, not our country. We're going to finish this up, and then I want to talk about some new polls that are out. Very important. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital
Talk Radio.
Blood
pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really. Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Just to finish up talking about this turkey stuff for today, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about it as we go forward here, because it's very important. It's not here, but it's still very important. Like I said, these countries across the world, they are chomping at the bit to go after the Islamic State. Because they care about their citizens. They don't want to have their citizens get blown up while drinking coffee, or blown up in an airport. They don't want that. Our military here, they are foaming at the mouth at the thought of going over there and kicking some sand up. They want to do it. And they're being told not to. Remember the no boots on the ground? Part of the reason why they had to change in and out of clothes 4 times while sitting on a tarmac in Spain, that fast team that was going to go help those in Benghazi. No boots on the ground. No boots on the ground. Doesn't matter what lives are lost. It's all for the greater good of a one world or a globalist government. It's all for the greater good. All right, let's talk about this new Q poll, Quinnipiac poll, taken from June 21st to June 27th. 1,610 registered voters. No breakdown of Democrats, Republicans, or Independents, like we saw in that WAPO poll that polled 12% more Democrats. This has a margin of error of plus or minus 2.4%. Head-to-head, you have Hillary at 42%, Trump at 40%, 18% undecided. Go figure. When you add in the law firm Johnson & Stein, that puts Hillary at 39%, Trump at 37%, Johnson at 8%, Stein at 4%. So Hillary drops down 3%, Trump drops down 3%, and then Johnson picks up 8%, still well short of the 15% he's going to need to be in a debate. and Stein. Actually, no one's ever heard of her before. If you look at this poll, like 95% of the people who were polled never heard of her. You know, on the June 1st release of this same poll, this Q poll, Hillary was at 45 and Trump was at 41. All right, so this goes from being a 4-point gap for Hillary to now a 2-point gap, a dead heat well within the margin of error. Women support Hillary by 17% at a margin of 50-33. Men support Trump by 13% at a margin of 47-34. White voters go Trump by 13%, 47-34 also. Black voters, they go to Hillary, 90% margin, 90-1. Or, I'm sorry, 91-1. I can do math. Hispanic voters go Hillary by 17. That's actually a much lower number than we've seen in the past. She was around 30 or 40% with the Hispanic community. Now 17. Is it a one-off? I don't know, but it's still showing 17. That's 50-33 she's up there. The 18-34 vote, that coveted vote that no one ever goes out and votes in that age range, Hillary's up 25%, 48-23. You go to the 50-64, though, boom, Trump's your man at 6%. He's up 45-39. Your over 65 crowd, the ones who are going out, 4 o'clock for dinner, Trump wins them by 16% at 51-35. And once again, independents choose Trump by 2%. We're seeing this in every single poll, anywhere from 2 to 10% independents go Trump, 36-34 in this particular one. Favorability, Trump at a 34 favorable and a 57 unfavorable. He's leveling off, if not going down just a little bit there. Hillary at a 37% favorable, 57% also unfavorable. She's going up, folks. She was at about 55% a couple weeks ago, 52% before that. She's going up in the unfavorables, and it's not going to stop there after this report is going to hurt that unfavorable number come next week. Party support. Hillary gets 89% of Democrats and 3% of Republicans who hate themselves. Trump gets 84% of Republicans. That is a large number for Trump. Trump was hovering in the 76-75 area for Republican support, and he gets 6% of Democrats. So he gets, again, more crossover of Democrats. Not quite the number he probably thinks or thought he would get, but still, he does get more crossover voters in all of these polls, even the ones that are the most skewed. Voters believe that Hillary is more intelligent and better prepared to be president. That must have to do with corruption, because you have to be corrupt if you're going to be president. Also, voters think that Trump is more honest and trustworthy and would be a stronger leader. All right, this is all in this Q poll. By a margin of 52-40, the voters think Trump would be a better job creator. By a margin of 50-45, the voters think Clinton would be better at handling immigration. That's close. By a margin of 52-39, Trump would be more effective at handling the Islamic State. Or they say ISIS here. And then you have 51-42, Clinton, the voters think she would be better at responding to international crisis. There's a lot of numbers here. People with no college degree, they go Trump, but not heavy, 43-37. There's some not so terrible numbers here for Trump. Compared to the last presidential election, what would you describe your level of interest to be, or enthusiasm to be? I'm sorry. Republicans way more enthusiastic. 38 are more enthusiastic. 28% Democrats are more enthusiastic. Independents, not enthusiastic at all. 48% are less enthusiastic than previous. I said the word enthusiastic way too many times there. They are 17 pages to this poll. 17 pages. The economy is number one. Number one important issue. Immigration, number two. National security, number three. And income inequality, well, that's like number 20 here. Only 2% believe that income inequality is a big issue. And that happens to be Hillary Clinton's number one platform. Number one. Are judges important? Well, only 2% think that judges are important this election. That would be your low information voter. Abortion, 1%. 1%. Only 1% think that's an important issue. Environment, 1%. Women's issues, 1%. All the things Hillary is running on, nobody cares about. Nobody cares about them. So, all right, we'll finish up talking about this poll when we come back, and we'll talk about should women be involved in the draft and what's Russia doing to our Navy. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of today's Wednesday show. So what these polls are showing us, poll after poll, is showing us two things. Number one, the race is neck and neck, right? That's the way they're seeing it. The internal polling says something different, but we'll keep that aside for now. The public polling shows a neck and neck race. Also, it's showing us that there is a tremendous, tremendous divide in this country because nobody's winning any of these demographics by 1% or 2%. They're all winning them by 16%, 20%, 90% in one case. Very, very divided. So, listen, it's fodder for us to talk about, and we're looking for trends, and I do like trend spotting, so we'll look for trends, and I'll bring them to you as I find them. Let's talk about one USA Today reporter named Paul Singer who was embarrassed. He was completely embarrassed. Do you remember that day when the Democrats all sat around and did nothing? No. Not every day, I know that, but that one particular day where they had that sit-in with the gun control stuff. Well, apparently they started applauding all of the reporters that were in the press gallery because they were helping them spread the message. And this guy, Paul Singer, was like really embarrassed by it. He said, don't applaud me, don't thank me, I'm here doing my job. You know, we should be the enemy. That's kind of what he says, that this is more of a symbiotic relationship where you don't like me, but you tell me stuff and I write nice stuff about you. And I guess most of these press figures were really, really embarrassed by it. And I don't blame them. I'd be embarrassed just to be a Democrat, but that's just me. All right, women in the draft. Women in the draft. Hillary thinks that women should be in the draft, but a Economist YouGov poll says, women don't think so.
41% of women think they should not have to sign up for selective service. Meanwhile, only 29% of men think that women shouldn't have to. So men want you to sign up, but women, by a large margin, don't want to sign up. This is a recent poll, June 18th to June 20th. See, for me, my opinion is I don't think we need a selective service if we take care of our military. If you take care of the military and you pay them well financially and you take care of them, their medical health, you will have a nice, robust military. People will actually want to join it, and you won't need the selective service. But, hey, listen, women are now allowed to be in combat roles, and the Senate will be voting on whether or not they have to sign up for selective service. I think I'm almost out of my selective service days. I guess we'll find out. But it was, like, one of the first things I did when I turned 18 years old. That was, seems like 150 years ago. All right, one more thing here. Russia has no respect for us. I mean, I don't know if it's us, because I think mano a mano, one of our destroyers takes out one of their ships, no problem. But they have no respect for our president. Well, what happened this time? The USS Gravely was just minding its own business in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, kind of chugging along there, doing its maneuvers. And a Russian boat just pulls up behind it and starts going back and forth across the stern. I'm not sure if it was trying to ride the wake. Was it tailgating? What was it doing? The guy in the USS Gravely is going, come on, go around, no tailgating. But yeah, President Mom Jeans, that's what this is all about. Putin just likes to, it's not even poking the bear. It's like poking the stuffed teddy bear, because we're not going to do anything. You know, some people got on Chris Christie's case, and even Jeb Bush's case, for saying that they would enforce the no-fly zone. Hey, you know what? I bet Putin would kind of stop his antics if that was the case. You shoot one MiG out of the sky, and they stop screwing around with you. But we've seen this over the last couple of months. They're buzzing aircraft carriers, and they're tailgating us, they're riding the wake, who knows what. They're probably mooning us, they're probably over the side of the boat mooning us. All sorts of funky stuff Russia's doing. But, hey, listen, that's it. He doesn't want to deal with it. The president wants to just ride out his last 6 or 7 months here, and nothing to see here. Once again, move along. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.